I know many people have very robust traditions at Christmas time, specifically which mass you're going to go to, whose house you're going to go to celebrate Christmas, whether you're going back and forth between the in-laws. I have my own tradition. In order to stay up until make it to the midnight mass, I'll be drinking 10 cans of pop between now and midnight. Better than beer, yes. So these traditions, right? And don't mess with the traditions because you're going to get in trouble. We know that in among families, right? This is what we agreed upon. This is the way we've been doing it. Well, if you want to talk about tradition, let's talk about the Catholic Church. So we are rooted in tradition. And I want to talk a little bit about one of our traditions in the Catholic Church that goes back as far as the 6th century, and that's the O Antiphons. So you know how we just had the Alleluia, and then there was a verse, right, that was chanted by the cantor, and then we all repeated the Alleluia again together? All right, the O Antiphons are special verses during the days from December 17th to the 23rd. So there's a different antiphon each day. So during the Alleluia and the verse from the 17th to the 23rd, there's a special antiphon for each of those days. They're called the O Antiphons. They go back to the time of at least Boethius, was around the 6th century. And what the O Antiphons are titles of the Messiah found in Isaiah. So the first one is O Sapientia, which means O Wisdom. So the promised one is wisdom incarnate, right? And the last of the antiphons, the seventh title for Jesus, will be what we heard in the gospel, Emmanuel. Sometimes people are like, I thought his name was supposed to be Emmanuel. Why do they call him Jesus? Well, Emmanuel is one of the titles that is used in Isaiah for Jesus, who this Jesus is going to be. And so we speak of these as the O antiphons. Well, why do the O before the title? You know, O root of Jesse, O wisdom, O Emmanuel. Well, just getting a little English grammar helps here. It's in the O is in the vocative sense. It means a personal address. So we're personally addressing the Lord under this title. And this really gets to the heart of what the birth of Jesus is about, that it's very personal. He comes to us. He's born to us. So God's not some abstract, philosophical reality. He's incarnate. And he has all of these titles that we hear about in Isaiah that try to capture who he's going to be for us, who this person is going to be for us. And so a lot of the faith and growth in the life of faith is about religion becoming more and more personal to us, individual to each one of us. Of course, we come here and to worship together, but the transformation of and the conversion that happens because of the birth of Jesus and his life within us has to go deeper and deeper into our soul each year. And so we have all of these rituals that are a part of the celebration of the birth of Jesus to help bring home. We're engaging the senses on every level, right? And through the senses, our imagination, our heart, everything is lifted up to engage the Lord in faith in a more personal way. That's kind of one of the challenges right now, and a direction of the Catholic Church is to make that relationship with Jesus more personal. And that's the way, because that's the way it's been from the beginning. This God who had no beginning, right, will have no end, that's completely other, is born for us. And Jesus' presence and being born into the world is not just that Jesus is there and present. No, Emmanuel means he's with us. He is with you. He's closer to you than you are to yourself, as St. Augustine says. And he's not just with us in the good times, just as a couple will exchange on the altar or in the sanctuary their vows. He's with us in the good times and the bad. That's why G.K. Chesterton, he has a poem where he speaks about not glory to God in the highest, but glory to God in the lowest. Glory to God in the lowest. Because He immerses himself even in the midst of our sinfulness to be with us and to raise us up. What we want to happen each and every year, what we hope, is that our faith goes more from a catalog or a journal or a manual of the do's and the don'ts to a very personal journey and love story, an intimate movement. You might say each and every Christmas, what we hope to happen is an awakening in our hearts and minds. Oh my gosh, I'm starting to get it. The Lord is close to me. As that starts to unravel in our lives, and that's what the Holy Spirit is working to do, our lives really become transformed. We're able to live in much more peace. We're able to have a lot more satisfaction and joy in our lives, right? And our lives become more and more filled with hope. And so for this, as we celebrate Christmas this year and this Christmas Mass, my prayer for each one of you is that there would be a greater, ever greater awakening to this personal Savior that we address. Hey, oh, Messiah, oh, Emmanuel, oh, Wisdom, be with us here. Be with me here today. Awaken my heart to a more intimate, passionate love for you.